Picture a successful business manager named Richard, haunted not by failure, but by a single moment decades ago when fear stopped him from approaching someone who caught his eye. Despite his career achievements, this memory lingers, a ghost of what might have been. Here's the uncomfortable truth. Even wildly successful people often place themselves closer to regret than fulfillment on life's emotional spectrum. We climb ladders only to discover they're leaning against the wrong walls. We collect accomplishments like trading cards, yet feel strangely hollow. This isn't about minor embarrassments or forgotten appointments. It's about existential regret, the kind that shapes who we become. But here's what makes this even more complex. Buddha said something radical. Every breath I take is a new me. He wasn't speaking metaphorically. Life isn't a continuous stream, but a series of discrete moments where we're constantly reborn. Your emotions don't linger. They transform with each breath. The person who made that mistake yesterday, that wasn't you. That was a previous iteration. This challenges everything Western culture teaches us. We believe we're essentially the same person, only incrementally better, and that our improvements will stick permanently. This breeds what we might call the Great Western Disease. I'll be happy when. We become hungry ghosts, always consuming but never satisfied, chasing the next promotion, the next relationship, the next achievement that will finally make us feel complete. Consider Mike, a media executive who struggled with emotional awareness. Years later, when his wife criticized his absence during their children's upbringing, he calmly explained, "That clueless man from 10 years ago isn't the same person sitting beside you now." This isn't denial, it's liberation. Accepting impermanence means understanding that everything you've earned must be constantly re-earned. As NBA coach Phil Jackson said after winning championships, "You're only a success in the moment of the successful act. Then you have to do it again." The question isn't whether we've succeeded by conventional measures, but whether we're living a life we've truly earned through conscious choice and alignment with our deepest values. What if you viewed your life not as a fixed narrative, but as an ongoing creation? How might that shift your approach to work, relationships, and self-respect? Mark Tursak, a Goldman Sachs partner, had everything. Financial security, a prestigious nature conservancy opportunity, yet he hesitated. "I'm afraid of what my Goldman partners will think." After 24 years of success, he remained paralyzed by others' opinions. The response cut through. When are you going to start living your own life? Beyond seeking approval, we face inertia, not passive drift, but active persistence. We carry childhood programming like invisible scripts. You're not mechanically inclined. Artists don't make money. We suffer failure of imagination, unable to envision alternatives. We live vicariously through curated feeds while our own lives wait. Yet avoiding unnecessary choices liberates. Imagine 50 identical green polo shirts, consciously preserving mental energy for what matters. The secret to an earned life is living at extremes, maximizing what's important, minimizing what's unnecessary. The luckiest people get paid to do what they'd gladly do for free. Not far behind are those who chose their career because it was the only thing I was good at. Both share a sense they had no other choice, not from limitation, but from calling. When you feel called, the question shifts from whether to how. Creating an earned life requires 6 aligned elements. Motivation is your why, the purpose driving you forward. When Ted Kennedy couldn't articulate why he wanted to be president in 1979, his campaign collapsed. Ability encompasses the skills, temperament, and persistence matching your path. Understanding means knowing what to do and how, including softer attributes like timing, gratitude, and listening. Confidence develops through repetition and success, creating a feedback loop where achievements build belief in future performance. Support comes from organizations, individuals, and groups sustaining you. Accepting help is wisdom, not weakness. Marketplace is the economic ecosystem that welcomes or rejects your skills. Most need financial viability alongside their dreams. All 6 factors must be present and aligned. When considering new opportunities, look for adjacency, some connection to existing expertise. The change can be huge, but should leverage what you already know, increasing your odds of success. People find meaning through serving others or self-improvement. These paths reveal a crucial distinction. What you do daily differs from who you want to be now, which differs from who you want to become. Three variables govern our progress. Action is what we're doing now, specific choices with immediate impact. Ambition is what we want to achieve, time-bound pursuits of defined goals that end when accomplished. Aspiration is who we want to become, pursuit of objectives greater than any single goal with no finish line, expressing our higher purpose. Ambition delivers fleeting happiness upon achievement. Aspiration builds something lasting within us. Philosopher Agnes Callard defines aspiration as the rational process by which we work to care about something new. This aspirational bridging between our old self and new self is how we experience fulfillment rather than regret. At every point, we get marginally closer to knowing whether our efforts will satisfy, allowing course correction before regret settles. What are you aspiring to become, beyond what you're ambitious to achieve? Sandy Ogg spent decades in HR before discovering his specialty, finding undervalued specialists, people so valuable they can never be overpaid. He realized just 56 people at Unilever generated 90% of its value. His job became syncing each role with the right person, creating a click, like locking a seatbelt. Don't confuse one-trick genius with one-trick pony. The latter refers to people trapped by limited skills. One-trick genius is a deeply considered choice representing what you aspire to. Your uniqueness can be your genius. Consider Ridley, who could discern 30 shades of blue and immediately spot design flaws, a gift that found purpose when he became an architect, establishing Nashville's top residential design and build firm. But genius without discipline remains potential. Creating an earned life requires structure, compliance with external rules, accountability to self-imposed expectations, follow-up through external oversight, measurement of what truly matters, and community that binds it together. The Life Plan Review embodies this. Rate your effort daily on 6 questions. Did I do my best to set clear goals, make progress, find meaning, be happy, build relationships, and be fully engaged? Then report weekly in a group setting. This structure creates accountability while building supportive community. Pursuing a fulfilling life demands maximum effort on what matters, while accepting necessary sacrifices. We hesitate due to loss aversion, terrified that total commitment might lead nowhere. Olympic skier Jean-Claude Killy trained year-round. I haven't experienced summer in years. Yet here's the paradox. While delayed gratification predicts success, never indulging leaves you surrounded by stale, uneaten marshmallows. Know when to eat the marshmallow, then do it guilt-free. Like the executive who, after heart surgery at 59, stopped serving cheap wine and filled his cellar with precious Bordeaux. Don't wait for mortality's wake-up call. The ultimate purpose of an earned life? Making a positive difference through credibility, earned via consistent competence and singular empathy, being fully present with those around you. Ask yourself, am I being the person I want to be right now? Answer this affirmatively, consistently, and you create a string of earned moments that become an earned life. An earned life isn't about trophy ceremonies or victory laps. The reward is the process itself. Your accomplishments matter less than your engagement with each moment. Your legacy isn't what you've achieved, but who you've become through the earning. Stop waiting for permission, seeking certainty, or postponing your real life. Start now, with this breath, earning the life you were meant to live.